Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Out and doing that State of the Union address is to try to get something going, get something started, especially in an election year, especially when you have to, I don't know, get over-caffeinated or something and go out there and yell at everybody for an hour. Guess what, folks? Evidently, no bump. No bump at all for Biden after the State of the Union address. And it's no surprise. It's really no surprise. I think within certain elements of the media, you're going to find that they're continuing to say Biden did a great job. He was decisive. He was forceful. He was this. He was that. But evidently, no bump overall from the State of the Union message. And again, no bump, no surprise. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition of the program. We're glad to be with you here on this Friday morning. We've made it. We've made it to Friday, everybody. And we hope that you've got some great Friday plans. Whatever you're doing in the overnights across America, we are here for you. And we're glad that you're there. We have a lot to talk about in the program this morning. It is definitely going to be chock full. There is no doubt about that. And we've got a full plate. We've got Frank Silvato this morning. We've got Chris Markowski. We've got Denise Simon. And we've got Patrick Hyland all coming up here throughout the program this morning. So we hope that you can stay tuned. And by the way, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can call us up, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message and simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, you'll be off and running from there. We have a very, very big deal happening with Israel this morning, or I should say regarding Israel. Maybe that's a better way to put it. And we are going to tell you about that. Senator Schumer making some extraordinary comments, shall we say. So we're going to tell you about that on the program this morning. We've also got, of course, yes, no bump from the State of the Union. But we want to start this morning by letting you know that the judge in one of the Trump cases has denied one of his motions. This from ABC News, a U.S. district judge denied former President Donald Trump's motion to dismiss his federal classified documents case based on unconstitutional vagueness. One of the two motions, the other being his protection under the Presidential Records Act that his lawyers used to argue dismissing the case. In her ruling on the unconstitutional vagueness motion, Judge Eileen Cannon said that while Trump's argument warranted, quote, serious consideration, she did not want to, quote, prematurely decide, unquote, the issues raised by Trump's lawyers related to the Espionage Act. Now, of course, don't forget, folks, a lot of this stuff is still percolating and will percolate through the Supreme Court in terms of presidential immunity, these kinds of things. And obviously, this whole thing is really blowing up now because of what happened with Joe Biden. We were discussing it again yesterday on the program. If you're not going to bring a case against Joe Biden, and I appreciate so much what Jonathan Turley headset about this. If you're not going to bring a case against Joe Biden, makes it very difficult to justify the case against Donald Trump. Now, of course, certain elements of the media and others, pundits and so forth, are going to say, well, no, wait a minute. No, Trump's in a class by himself. That's totally different than Joe Biden. But really, if you can make that case, which Turley thought, you know, was made pretty well. You know, it was interesting. I got the impression that he believed that Robert Hur, because he said so, was very professional and so forth, which I completely concur with. I do think, though, that I think Turley, if you read between the lines, I think he was concerned with the timidity. Not necessarily of her, but the overall approach to this in the end, given the idea that Joe Biden would be a kindly man as perceived by the jury with a bad memory and so forth. And that while I understand why they came to that conclusion, I still think that, well, these acts regarding the classified documents and so forth would have still taken place. They would have taken place perhaps prior to a more rapid onset of Joe Biden's symptoms or his whatever it is that he's exhibiting. So I can't imagine that they would simply let all that go. But obviously, we understand a lot about the two-track system and so on. But this whole thing about this records case, again, if you're not going to prosecute Joe Biden, how do you justify to the American people and try to maintain some semblance of, well, the law is going to go where it's going to go, let the chips fall where they may, because the American people, I think, continue to see all this prosecution of Trump, these charges, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, and the list goes on. I think they see it as being incredibly partisan and part of a larger scale plan to simply try to knock out a candidate. But this is pretty interesting because the judge said in the order, although the motion raises various arguments warranting serious consideration, the court ultimately determines, following lengthy oral argument, that resolution of the overall question presented depends too greatly on contested instructional questions about still fluctuating definitions of statutory terms and phrases as charged, along with at least some disputed factual issues as raised in the motion. So here's the thing. It was dismissed without prejudice, meaning that the Trump's defense lawyers can bring these arguments back again later on in the case. So, again, this is part of the process, but it's also very revealing, again, about how this process is working and what Trump is really up against and what this means in terms of, well, it's an election year. Need I say more? All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number one officially launched for the Friday edition. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, it is Friday, everybody, and we are entitled to have even more fun on Friday than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible, and of course, do our level best to send you off into your weekend with a smile. And coming back there with a little Billy Joel, always good advice, always good advice. Tell her about it. I think that's pretty darn good advice. All right, folks, once again, 949-822-7959. We've got a lot more to tell you about this morning. You know, I'm going to get to this Charles Schumer thing here pretty quick. First, I do want to give a shout-out this morning, Richard the Marine. Thank you so much, Richard, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He sent in a direct message via KyleWarrenShow.com. It says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. Great, beautiful day yesterday. Short sleeves and shorts. Amazing. That's really cool. He says, same today. He says, to top it off, your great show tonight. Can it get any better? Wow. Thank you so much, Richard. I appreciate that. Well, we're gonna do our level best to live up to that tonight here on the program. And of course, he says Semper Fi, and we say Semper Fi right back to Richard the Marine, listening again from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. And I'm glad that you've got some decent weather finally. You've been through a lot up there in the Pacific Northwest, that is for sure. I will tell you briefly, we had the winds. The winds started up pretty good about an hour or so after I went off the air last night here in Southern California. And it started whipping up, and boy, was it going. It went all day long. And it was there's just a lot of stuff everywhere right now. And fortunately, we had we didn't have any kind of fire or anything like that. So at least not that I know of. I didn't see or hear any reports about it at all. And the skies were clear. But that is a good thing. But boy, did that wind really go. Santa Ana winds are no fun. And when we get them here in Southern California, they really, really do do a lot of damage. All right. Well, once again, folks, back here on the program, Friday edition, of course. And as I mentioned, no bump. This from Newsmax. President Biden's State of the Union address wasn't well received by most Americans, according to four polls taken following his speech, according to the Federalist. Well, and again, I would simply say, well, we got to go ask Joe Biden, where are the five polls that you're leading or that you're winning? I'm winning them all. Five in a row, right? That's what he told the reporters outside Air Force One just recently. We're still waiting for the five polls. Please, where are the five polls? Of course, they're not there. I'm sure he's just, maybe he thought it was, or somebody told him something else, and I don't know. But if that was Donald Trump, it came out and said, I'm winning, and winning all five polls, that's, and then they go, we can't find these five polls that you're winning. And so Donald Trump lied to us again. And this kind of stuff. It would just be a federal case. No pun intended, folks. 59% of registered voters told HarrisX/Forbes pollsters that Biden's speech served to divide the country further, not unify it, compared to 41% who said the opposite. Otherwise, Biden's address didn't do much to boost his numbers in other polls, according to YouGov, Yahoo, Rasmussen, 538, and Morning Consult. In the 538 polling averages, Biden's approval dropped slightly from 38% on March 7th to 38% now. The Economist/YouGov poll showed almost no change, 42% to 56% approval-disapproval. That's the ratio on March 3rd through 5th. And 42% to 55% ratio on March 10 through 12. A Yahoo/YouGov survey conducted in the days after Biden's speech showed the former president, Donald Trump, and Biden statistically tied in a head-to-head matchup. They remain tied today. Before his speech, 40% of Americans approved of the job Joe Biden was doing as president, 56% disapproved. Now numbers are 39% approve and 55% disapprove, respectively. All right. Well, as I said, no bump, no surprise. Yeah, I think people were kind of creeped out by it. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the State of the Union because we've talked about it so much already. But when they saw this story come out, I wanted to bring it back up again. Because, again, I think a lot of people were sort of creeped out. They're creeped out because you've got this guy yelling at you, and it doesn't seem normal. It doesn't seem it's different. People can get righteous indignation, or they could express their passion. And sometimes when they do, their voice goes up, and they just get more animated. But with Joe Biden, it was a little more concerning. I think that's really what the thought was. I think people, what's wrong with him? And of course, now he's kind of back to his old self now, where he's kind of like, slower and much more subdued. Well, somebody was not subdued. Somebody who went out as a United States Senator, right? The majority leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer. And by the way, what has been the message this entire time with Israel? We're not fighting their war. I'm talking about the message, not the practical whatever it is happening behind the scenes. But the message has been, we're not going to tell them how to fight their war and this kind of thing. And slowly but surely, it is all starting to sort of creep around now about our support for Israel. And I don't know how much more of a monkey wrench you can throw in to the idea of completely, getting rid of Hamas to the extent to which that is possible. You got Chuck Schumer, a high-ranking government official. There's no doubt about that. We'll hear Mike Johnson to here in just a little bit as, in response to this. But listen to what Chuck Schumer had to say about Israel in the midst of a war against Hamas, the sworn enemy of Israel. They're trying to destroy Israel. They want to eradicate Israel, not just win some war and take a little bit of territory here or there or what. This is not the case. They want to destroy Israel. And I hate to say this because it sounds, it's so terrible. It's like, how can this possibly exist in the world? But they want to destroy Israel and they want to kill all the Jews. It's just that simple. And that is completely unacceptable, something we should all be standing, you know, arm in arm against. But listen to Chuck Schumer undermining everything today.
As a lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. The world has changed radically since then, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past. Nobody expects Prime Minister Netanyahu to do the things that must be done to break the cycle of violence, to preserve Israel's credibility on the world stage, and to work towards a two-state solution. At this critical juncture, I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. At a time when so many Israelis have lost their confidence in the vision and direction of their government.
So there's Chuck Schumer, and Chuck Schumer is now taking it upon himself to go after the Israeli government, and which can only be seen as destabilizing at a time when the last thing you want to do is create that feeling as a government as a government official. This is so completely out of line and out of kilter. I mean, I guess it's his opinion, but to actually say that, well, no, the Israeli people are now being stifled. I don't know, Senator Schumer. It seems to me that once again we have Hamas trying to destroy Israel. We have Iran backing them. We have various contingents even in this country who would love to see that happen. And the only thing standing between the terrorist organizations and even more bloodshed and more attacks on Israel is Benjamin Netanyahu. And you have the gall to stand up and say stuff like that. For what? Oh, my gosh. Folks, stay right there. We're going to come right back. We've got telephone lines lighting up here, and we will take your call as soon as we come back from this very, 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 very short break. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition. Don't go anywhere because we have a lot more to talk about.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You USA News Update. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Haba, filed the $91.63 million bond on Thursday, following approval by a judge earlier this week. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging Israel to hold new elections, criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of Gaza and advocating for a two-state solution.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Schumer says he does defend Israel's right to combat Hamas while condemning civilian casualties. Home improvement store sales are driving increased spending in February. That's according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales rebounded by 0.6% last month, following a decline of over 1% in January. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bae.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bae.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we continue racing through, rocketing through the Friday edition of the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine this morning. And also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you would like to send us a direct message this morning and let your voice or your question be known that way. We've just got a new message come in here from Driver Ron, listening in the Denver area. Good morning, Kyle. Well, nearly 24 hours later and still snowing. And he let us know yesterday, folks, that, they actually closed down his company for the day because of the heavy snow. He goes on to say there's probably about 14 inches of heavy, wet snow in the front yard. Wow. That's like, yeah, that's a lot. Also, lots of broken branches throughout the neighborhood, I can imagine. So one more day of no work, which also means, oh, wow, no hours, no pay. Well, that's terrible. I'm sorry about that. But I guess it's the traditional snow day. But he says, and of course, I'm sure this is all. He says, I'm sure this is all Donald Trump's fault. Yep, I'm sure somebody will spin it that way because, you know, he's also responsible for, you know, anything that ever happens anywhere if it's frowned upon. Right. Well, thank you, Driver Ron. But I think we're all glad. I think we can all say collectively we're glad that you don't have to be out there on those roads if the weather and the snow is really at that level. But thanks again, Driver Ron, and we're glad to hear from you. And somebody else we're glad to hear from, of course, is John in Sarasota. He's giving us a call this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. I have three little witticisms.
Okay.
Number one, the unmitigated gall of that man, Charles Schumer, to make a comment about Netanyahu and Israel, and where does he come off offering his advice on what needs to be done as far as any kind of reelection? That's the first one. If that man lived in the real world, he'd be chewed up and spit out in little pieces. I know it's harsh, but I have had that enough of that man for the last 30, 40 years of my life. Number two, Denise Simon was wrapped real tight last night when I was listening to her. She was amped. I have never heard her that amped. I enjoyed it.
you and me both. Yeah, I know. There was something going on, and she was on fire.
Yeah, did she happen to see Joe Biden's doctor over the weekend or the past few days? She was amped. Number three, I had a thought about Donald Trump's running mate, and I really think if he picked Ben Carson, we'd be in good shape.
Well, I think Ben Carson is a really great guy. He's incredibly capable. I think that he has the right temperament to deal with issues and so forth. He's proven himself to be somebody who's one of the most reliable people I think we've ever come across in this country.
No doubt. And what I think would be good for the ticket is we need to keep somebody in office after Trump, if Trump should win.
Exactly.
And I think the Republican ticket with Ben Carson to be able to step up afterwards. I mean, I think being Afro-American plays a good role in it. Not that it's a racist card, of course, but I think it would show and tighten the Republican Party for four more years. And he has a great demeanor to compliment Trump. He's very calm and cool. And that's my three witticisms. But Denise was on fire. And Chuck Schumer is hiding in the halls of Congress, because if he was out in the real world, I don't think he'd last 15 minutes, especially where I grew up and came from. So that's it, my friend, for whatever it's worth.
Well, thank you, John. We appreciate the call very much, and hope to talk to you again here real soon. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Kyle. Adios.
Take care. John in Sarasota, everybody. We appreciate him. Great call. And, yeah, I'm so glad he mentioned about Denise. I thought Denise was pretty much on fire yesterday morning as well, and we'll be talking with Denise again here in hour number three of the program tonight. So, or this morning, depending on your time zone and where your day lines up in terms of your sleep schedule and your work schedule and everything. So it's kind of interchangeable here on the program. We say tonight or this morning, we all know what we're talking about. But yes, Denise was, she was very, very passionate about what was happening, especially in Haiti and so forth. So yeah, we appreciate Denise, and she's definitely got a lot to say. But I appreciate it so much, John. You know, one of the things about Chuck Schumer, I do think that part of his damage, you know, to bring in a sort of an 80s term, you know, what's your damage, Chuck Schumer? I'd love to say that. It's like, I just love a reporter to actually say that, and now I'll take some questions. All right. Hey, Chuck Schumer, yeah, what's your damage about all this? You know, that would be funny. But what's not funny, obviously, is the fact that he did jump up and single-handedly tried to undermine the Israeli government in the middle of a war. And, you know, I think to what John was talking about, I think that I think they're getting desperate. They are desperate because support for Israel among many in the far left is just for lack of a better expression, frowned upon. I mean, even verboten, something that maybe they think, well, you give a little bit of lip service to it. You know, I think the way the Biden administration has kind of done, it's kind of half-hearted, sort of lip service. You know, we're going to stand with Israel and this kind of thing. But as it's gotten worse and the poll numbers have gotten worse and the perception of the Biden administration has gotten worse by the left. I mean, look what happened in the SOTU speech the other night. I mean, this was I don't know if it's a love letter, but it was definitely a plea for help to the left because, again, of their dwindling support. And so I think this may be part of that, the expression thereof. I haven't seen any reports yet about whether or not what the White House reaction to this is. But we do know what the Speaker of the House, what his reaction to Chuck Schumer's remarks is. Let's listen in to House Speaker Mike Johnson from earlier, well, we'll say today, but we really mean yesterday because it's actually tomorrow. Let's listen in.
Good afternoon. We are here at the House Republican Issues Conference, and as we were in a work session here within the last half hour, there was a buzz among the audience as people were seeing notices come across their phone as something that was rather shocking to us. We saw the remarks from Senator Chuck Schumer calling for new elections in Israel. And we want to speak very clearly and concisely to say that this is not only highly inappropriate, it's just plain wrong for an American leader to play such a divisive role in Israeli politics while our closest ally in the region is in an existential battle for its very survival. We need to be standing with Israel, and we need to give our friends and allies our full support. We have to stand with and support them right now. But what you're seeing from the White House, and clearly from the Senate Democrats, is really exactly the opposite. They seem to be standing with and supporting Iran and its proxies instead. This is an extension of the Democrats' foreign policy that has projected weakness on the world stage and undermined our allies around the world. The most important election, in our view, is not what may happen in Israel, but the one that is needed right here in the United States. It will happen in November, and it cannot get here soon enough.
All right, so there's Speaker Mike Johnson, and really, I appreciate his response so very much. How can this be interpreted in any other way than you are essentially, helping out Hamas with this? You know, we heard the other day that there was the red line, quote unquote, for going into Rafah. You know, the White House did not want it, did not want Israel to go into Rafah. But what we hear from Netanyahu, he's basically doubling down on this and saying, you know, we are going to go into Rafah. This from Forbes, Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu doubled down on Israel's plan to go into the Gaza city of Rafah, said on Thursday on social media, to repel and the international pressure amid global humanitarian concern, including from the U.S. So he's coming against that. But what are they supposed to do? That's where Hamas is. Are they supposed to just sort of let him be? You know, what is happening here, folks? Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition rolls along. It goes more than rolling along. We actually take off, and after we roll fast enough, and we just head on into the night sky as we're broadcasting to our great radio affiliates all across the country this morning. And welcome back, everybody. GCNLive.com, by the way, is the website to go to if you want to pick up live streams for the program wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, and whatever you're doing. You can always take the program with you. Simply head over to GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. Find America's Third Watch, and you are styling, as they say. I'm bringing back all these 80s terms this morning. Earlier, we were looking at Chuck Schumer saying, "What's your damage?" What's your damage, Chuck Schumer? And now, again, head over to GCN Live, listen live to the program, and you'll be styling. So I don't know, folks. I don't know how much more damage we can do with the 80s terminology this morning. But, again, welcome back. And it is Friday, and we are having fun. And we got a cool request. We got a listener who, first-time contactor here, called us or sent us a message the other night. And he's listening in Mesa, Arizona. It's Mike in Mesa, Arizona. And he wrote in with a request. He said, "Kyle, can you play the song Cara Mia by Jay and the Americans. He says, it's a great song from when I was a Ute. Listening from Mesa, Arizona, fled commie New York to free America. Well, that's great. More power to you, Mike. And definitely a lot of people are doing the same thing, and it's catching on, I think. But I love what he says. Great song from when he was a Ute. And that's, of course, a great callback to that great movie, My Cousin Vinny, as I recall, with the phrase the two Utes, meaning the two youths. But I love it. I love it. And thank you so much, because it puts a smile on my face. That is for sure. So yes, and here we go, folks. Yeah, we do have that song. And this is Jay and the Americans going all the way back to 1965. So some quick math, 58 years ago, basically, on a show called Shindig or something like that, I think. But it's a live, or it's a, you know, live to tape performance for a studio audience. Jay and the Americans. It's kind of an interesting song, and again, evocative of that era, and came in by request, so we aim to please here on this program. So, Mike, here we go. Here's Jay and the Americans and Cara Mia. From Mike listening in Mesa, Arizona. And that's like a time machine. That's pretty cool. Definitely, obviously it was a big hit then in 1965, basically. And but still, I mean, what a cool era, for one thing. And that was also kind of the times when you had sort of a proliferation of all these groups and so forth. But this Jay and the Americans, of course, and this particular song, and also the vocal stylings of it were very unique. And so we appreciate the request, Mike, and we hope that we brought back some memories from when you were a Ute. And so, because we all have that, right? We all have those songs that just transport us back to a particular time. You know, you might have been a freshman in high school, or you might have been this or that, and you hear a song and you go, yeah, I remember those days. I remember those days. And a lot of times, you know, especially as you get a little bit more experience, shall we say, in life, you start to realize that those days just like your parents might have ever said, these are the best days of your life, and da, 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 and you think, no, I want to grow up, and I want to go faster, and I want to do this, and you realize, yeah, they were right. They were right. And so we hope that we brought back some memories this morning for Mike and others listening this morning as well. And it's cool to hear music from that era, isn't it? All right. So this from the National Weather Service, everybody. Heavy snow continues into tonight for the Central Rockies. Hello, driver Ron. And adjacent foothills and high plains before gradually tapering off through Friday morning. Long duration event of mountain snow and lower elevation rain expected over the Four Corners region into the weekend. Severe thunderstorms and excessive rainfall expected to push southeastward from the Southern Plains, Mississippi Valley Thursday evening, further into Texas and the Southwest region on Friday, continuing in Texas on Saturday. And mild weather, continues from the central to the eastern U.S. going into this weekend. So that's what we're seeing for the National Weather Service. We still do have a lot of precipitation to tell you about. And we heard from driver Ron earlier. He's in the Denver area. And he's still looking at, he said, like 14 inches of snow in his front yard. And right now on the radar map, we're seeing snow coming basically from west of Cheyenne up on I-80, west of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and then down I-25, all through Denver, a little bit west into I-70, all the way down I-25, Denver, Colorado Springs, and then basically down to the border with New Mexico. You get a little bit of a break with that before you start heading over towards Santa Fe, where it's snowing. And then, of course, you'll also have more snow and rain, I should say, as you go west of Santa Fe. And then also pretty much northwest of Albuquerque, and then continuing down I-25 through Socorro. You've got that happening there as well. Also, over into Texas, by the way, let me quickly just tell you, central Arizona, lots of rain going on there. Kingman, been through Kingman before, of course. And then also the high deserts outside of the Los Angeles area, up near Barstow, heading up Interstate 15. As you head through Ludlow, places like that, you got rain coming across the interstate there. So do be careful. Snow in Flagstaff, Arizona, heading on right now. Starting around Dallas, we've got in northeast of Dallas, we've got lightning strikes, lots and lots and lots. I mean, a lot of lightning strikes all through this corridor coming northeast out of Dallas through Arkansas, up through Memphis, Tennessee, and also parts of central Tennessee, Knoxville, up through central part of Kentucky, and then over towards southern Ohio through West Virginia and on over into a little part of southern Pennsylvania this morning. So be careful out there. Be very careful. We want you to get there in one piece. And here we are, folks. Hour number one is finished in one piece this morning. And we're going to come right back after your top of the hour news. And we're going to hear about everything. And then we'll come back and talk about everything. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition, hour number one in the books. Coming right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.